The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Planet Man, Slats, and the robot Barrow found themselves being hurled through hyperspace when the Alpha's astral drive suddenly began to work again. Having gotten free of Flea's trap, they discovered that the drive will not respond to the cutout. Planet Man is trying desperately to regain control of the ship.
We'd better do something or we'll be out of our galaxy.
Is that bad? Can't we come back?
Back to where? Chances are we'd never know which direction was back. It's like being dropped somewhere you've never been on a starless night and trying to tell which way is home. I'm going to have to cut the power. Secure yourself in the recoil seat, Slat. I'm not sure what the effect on us or the ship will be, but here goes.
Start. I didn't feel anything at all.
Yes, and for a good reason.
What do you mean?
Nothing happened. We're still traveling through hyperspace.
Well, that's not possible. The power's off. How could we still be in the astral drive?
It's impossible, all right, but it's happening just the same.
As if Marston wasn't lucky enough already. Now this has to happen. Looks as though we'll never get back to the solar system, much less find anyone to help us fix his wagon.
I am sure, Tor, we are right in helping these two. We have observed them carefully, and I am convinced that it is in the best interest of this universe that they succeed in their mission.
They do not suspect our intervention, son.
No, how could they? We watchers of space are beyond their conception. How could they imagine beings of pure force living in the void between stars? To them, we are inexplicable spirals of galaxy gas.
Surely they must wonder why their ship continues through hyperspace, even though they have cut their power.
Oh, indeed they do. But never in their wild dreams could they imagine the actual reason, just as they are undoubtedly completely mystified at the sudden escape from the planet Terino.
Have they reached their destination yet?
A few moments more in hyperspace, and they will arrive at the constellation to which we are sending them. There they will find allies who, if they can convince them of the justice of their cause, will help them against Marston, will help them free their own people from the hand of this tyrant. The task of convincing the Mahdi to join them must, however, be theirs. We cannot help beyond bringing them together.
Son, time to project this ship back into normal space.
It is done.
Hey, what happened?
Let me check the celestial grid.
Feels as though the ship had re-entered normal space.
That's exactly what's happened.
Why? How?
Let's not question our good fortune. The fact is that we're back to normal space, unless I miss my guess, still in our galaxy. I'll cross-check for familiar constellations, and I'll be certain in a few moments.
Perhaps I can be of some help. My neural circuits are imprinted patterns of every star in our galaxy. If you will permit me to use your celestial grid for a moment, I think perhaps I can. position quickly.
Gosh, Beryl, you certainly are a handy guy to have around.
After all, I was designed as a robot to act in the exploration of space. Yes, Dantro, your guess was a correct one. We are still in our galaxy. This constellation occupies a position, however, at its extreme outer rim.
Is it inhabited?
I believe you have instruments which are of greater range than those which are built into my machinery. However, if you wish, I will go outside the ship and see what I can detect.
No, we'll take it with our own instruments. By the way, how many suns are there in this constellation?
It consists of three, two white dwarfs and a red giant.
Well, I think perhaps our best bet would be to head for the red giant.
You want me to give you a hand with the controls?
Well, if you don't mind, I'll figure out the course on the calibrator. Oh, here's the course slot. Just set it into the directional slot and let's get going.
Right, here goes. What's up? Are we there already?
Well, we can't possibly be. I set our course to bring us within 100 million miles of the red giant. We couldn't have come that close. Just a minute. Let me check the instruments.
What's the reading?
We're at least 200 million miles from the destination I calculated.
Did you cut the drive?
No, it must have cut off automatically.
Hey, wait a minute. According to the controls, we should still be in motion. Oh, no, don't tell me it's happened
again. It looks like it, Slats. It certainly looks like
it. Dantro and Slats are quite upset at the strange actions of the Alpha. What is this new contact which our two friends are to make? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Dantro and Slats, they were in a dilemma because of the strange actions of the astral-driven ship Alpha. We find them now as they are trying to figure out what has just made the Alpha cut its flight power unexpectedly.
Slats, I could be wrong, but I'm almost willing to bet that there's nothing wrong with the ship.
Any ideas, Beryl?
Unfortunately, I also do not have the answer. However, the evidence is conclusive in one respect.
What do you mean, Beryl?
I did not mean to be mysterious. I should think it would be obvious. If there is nothing wrong with you and nothing wrong with the ship, then obviously some external force has been at work.
External force? Of course, that must be it.
Now, isn't that just wonderful? Hey, Beryl, tell me more. Who's behind it?
I have no way of finding out.
Well, it could be the very people we're looking for, Slats.
You mean the ancient race?
Certainly. Only an enormously advanced culture could have such power, such control over the millions of miles of space.
Well, if it's them, why don't you let us know about it?
Whoever it is, Slats, they must have had a reason for helping us escape. And they must have a reason for bringing us here.
Well, I guess we play the waiting game again.
I see the Mardi have already detected the presence of a strange ship in their quadrant of space. For their detecting device is automatic and will instantly surround any foreign object in the static field.
That has already happened. The ship is held motionless about 300 million miles from their sun.
Shall we intervene?
No, son. We have agreed that the problem of working out the details and of convincing the Mardi to help them would be left in their hands.
Yes, then that is the way it must be. I am sure the Mardi will make themselves known once they have had an opportunity to analyze the content of the ship and determine whether it is a threat to their system.
That may not be as simple as it sounds.
Their cultures are quite different. I'm certain the Mardi will consider these two as alien to their way of life, possibly even a threat.
It is true, son. And yet I feel confident that the differences are not really basic, that somehow they will work it out.
We will watch and see.
Boy, this waiting is sure a waste of time. Well, for goodness sake, where in the universe did she come from?
A woman.
Yeah, and a pretty one. Or are we dreaming, Barrow?
No, you are not dreaming. I can vouch for that.
Who are you? Where'd you come from?
Maybe she doesn't understand you.
Why don't you try the transcoder gadget you have? I'm sure she understands you. She just does not choose to answer.
How can you tell that?
Watch her as we talk. I am certain she is following every word we say.
I had enough of this mystery. I'm going to get some answers from somebody. I think she's got them. My hand passed right through.
That's it, Sletz. I should have known it. She isn't actually here physically. That's a three-dimensional projection. That's one of the devices we discovered in the caverns on Mars that was developed by the ancient race, Sletz.
Yeah, that's the gimmick we used to save the kids from trouble that time. This proves that she must be one of the ancient race.
I only hope you're right, Sletz. I only hope you're right.
Well, it looks as though the Mar-D have appeared on the scene as planned by Son and Tor. What is this image of a woman? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Tro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.